USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Legendary The Price is Right game show host Bob Barker has died at the age of 99. His longtime publicist says he died peacefully at home this morning. Civil rights groups returned to the nation's capital 60 years after Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic march to Washington.
Tens of thousands of people took part in the march and rally at the Lincoln Memorial. Among them was Martin Luther King III, who called the anniversary a continuation of his father's fight for civil rights and not just a commemoration.
We're coming together to say we must create the climate for America to move forward in a forward direction, not a backward direction.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will meet with members of the King family at the White House, and Biden will deliver remarks on Monday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Seven people were shot Saturday morning during a parade in Boston. Police say the victims were taken to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. The shooting happened around 7:45 this morning during the Jus Vert parade, which is part of the city's Caribbean Carnival. Several arrests have been made and several weapons recovered at the scene. The missing persons list from the wildfires in Maui has been updated to 388. That's according to a list released by the county and validated by the FBI. That list had contained over 1,000 names on Tuesday. The death toll still stands at 115. Speaking at the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium in Wyoming, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the goal of the Federal Reserve remains the same.
2% is and will remain our inflation target. We are committed to achieving and sustaining a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to bring inflation down to that level over time.
He said inflation has fallen over the past several months, but still remains too high. As a result, more interest rate hikes could be coming. Today's USA Championship in the Little League World Series comes down to a rematch between teams from California and Texas. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
A number of people have been injured after a shooting in the bleachers at a Chicago White Sox game.
Police say the shooting happened at Guaranteed Rate Field Friday night during the third inning of a game between the White Sox and the Oakland A's. Authorities are not confirming any injuries and say more information would be released. Earlier reports said the shooting happened in the left field bleachers and that several rows were cleared, but fans were not asked to leave. A 90s concert featuring Vanilla Ice was set to take place after the game, but was later canceled over, quote, technical difficulties. I'm Jim Forbes.
Mystery hunters converged on a Scottish lake Saturday to look for signs of a mythical Loch Ness monster. The Loch Ness Center said researchers would try to seek evidence of Nessie using thermal imaging drones, infrared cameras, and a hydrophone to detect underwater sounds in the lake's murky waters. The two-day event is being billed as the biggest survey of the lake in 50 years and includes people from around the world watching the waters remotely on webcams. Police in Fairfax, Virginia are looking for an armed robber who's gone to the birds. Fairfax County Police say the man had two parrots on the brim of his cowboy hat and another on his shoulder when he pulled a knife on a man in a McDonald's parking lot and took his money earlier this week. And FIFA has suspended Luis Rubiales, the president of the Spanish Soccer Federation, from his position. It follows an investigation into his behavior during the Women's World Cup final. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.